to take you to Nehemiah chapter 8. You'll find the scriptures for the Feast of Trumpets in Leviticus 23:24, Numbers 29:1, and Nehemiah chapter 8. I was pressed to go to Nehemiah tonight because I believe that the Holy Spirit is trying to blow this trumpet so that 5773 will not be like 5772. I believe we have crossed the threshold, and that living water being poured out is going to form the river of life. And he is going to have his way. That's all I can tell you, he's going to have his way. And he knows exactly how to take care of the details. Verse 1 says, when the seventh month came, and the Israelites had settled in their towns, all the people assembled as one man in the square. The secret is, as one man. That's the body of Christ.
That's chapter 8.
Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 1. Ezra read the law. You got it?
Yeah, the wording is so different than the...
Well, I believe the word... It's going to confirm, because as the one man in the square before the Watergate. Before the Watergate, they told Ezra the scribe to bring out the books of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, which is today, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women and all who were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon. And as he faced the square before the water gate, in the presence of the men and women, and others who could understand, and all the people listened attentively to the books of the law. Ezra the scribe stood on the high wooden platform built for the occasion. Besides him, on his right stood Matthiathaim, Shema, Aniah, Uriah, Hilkiah, Maaseiah, and on his left were Pedaiah, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashum, Hasbadanah, Zechariah, and Meshulam. Hopefully these are right. May God have mercy on my pronunciation. Verse 5, Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. And as he opened it, the people all stood up, and Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded. Are you catching on? What did we do tonight? What were we commissioned of the Lord to do? Lifting our hands. In worship. Amen and amen. They bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Did you do it?
Yes.
Did you do it?
Yes.
Or did you think about it? Or did you debate about it? I asked you to obey. No matter what he asked you to do, I asked you to obey. Why? Because you're not serving me. You're serving the Holy One of Israel, your Creator. And your Recreator is at stake here. For this feast is not to be all about me. It's about you and Him. That's what it's about. It's about you coming to Him and saying, yes, I'll do it no matter what the cost. Let your will be done. And you know what? We hesitate because we like our will better. Because it's predictable. Look at your neighbor and say, I know you're predictable. But God is not. He'll surprise you every time. And he'll make this feast so out of the box that you'll be looking forward to the Feast of Passover next spring. So get ready to obey, no matter what the price. Hallelujah. And I got guarantees from him. You will be put in new positions so that you'll understand his love for you. That's what it's all about. You know, Happy New Year. Get another drink. Celebrate with a new hat for another year and blow a little trumpet. How boring it can be. Because the next day you have a hangover. How incredible is that? And people do it every year, and they pay hundreds of dollars to make themselves have a nice hangover the following year. They pre-plan the situation, and they pay up front, and so did I. You mean I'm the only one that celebrated the old-fashioned New Year that way? No, I'm the only one? Wow, I'm impressed. You guys were so holy.
You will achieve.
Hearing from the Lord is such a gift. But it's also a responsibility. Some people think, oh well, I don't really need to learn anymore. I've got all I need to know. How boring. How boring. Just because you did this last year doesn't mean you need to do it this year. Just because we had it this way doesn't mean we have to do it again the same old way, just to keep you comfy. Perfect space for an amen. I didn't hear one.
Amen.
We're not looking to keep you comfortable. We're looking to shake you up. We're looking to make you into that new creation that gets excited about the Lord. We're looking for seeing you come to life in a new way that you've never touched before and never been touched in that particular way before. Verse 7, the Levites, Yeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Maaseiah, Kalida, Azariah, Jehozabad, Hannah, Peliah, instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear, making it clear, making it clear, making it clear. Why?
So it would be clear.
Well, so they would change lives. The feast is designed to give you a new understanding of what God is all about and what he wants for you and what he wants from you. Usually it's submission. Giving the people the meaning so that the people could understand what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, the scribes and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." Now, do you think he's changed his mind?
No.
So, for the next 24, what's your commission?
Don't mourn, don't weep.
This day is sacred to the Lord your God. Don't mourn and don't weep. Stop your bob. Well, keep quiet, Kim. Give him a chance. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drink. Don't get drunk. Let the Holy Spirit inebriate you a little bit. That's okay. But choice food, sweet drink, and send some to those who have nothing prepared." Did you hear? "This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Levites calmed all the people, saying, "Be still, for this is a sacred day. Do not grieve." Then all the people went away to eat and drink and send portions of food to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that had been made known to them, etc., etc. As you go forth in this next 24, obey. That's the bottom line. Obey. And watch him take you from where you've been to where you need to become prepared for the next level of his revelation. From you, inside of you, and for you. Because he's not interested in the neighborhood, he's looking for you. To become more and more like the firstborn. And as you become more and more like the firstborn, you will be able to do his work in his timing. And it'll be an awesome experience to go through this feast. So don't stop when you go out the door tonight. Keep it going. Keep it going to the sunrise. And keep it all day long. While you're on the job, while you're doing whatever you need to do, do it. But keep in mind why this feast is a special day. It's not about tradition. It's a special day for God, your Creator. And if it's special for Him, and he who honors Him will be honored by Him. Try it on. Say, when I honor Him, and take my time.
And take my time.
And to focus.
And to focus.
On what he's prepared.
On what he has prepared.
For me.
For me.
I will receive.
I will receive.
The honor that's due.
The honor that's due.
For those that are obedient.
For those that are obedient.
Give me the grace, Lord.
Give me the grace, Lord.
To carry out.
To carry out.
Whatever commission you have given me.
Whatever commission you have given me.
In Jesus' name. I pray.
I pray. Amen.
Amen. I could give you a lot more legalistic stuff, but I think the point that I was pressed to give to you is it's the feast of the Lord. It's not mine. It's his. If you go home with that truth tonight, then the entire time of the next pieces to the puzzle will become easier as you understand what the next day of special attendance that we ask you to keep is next Tuesday. Not this week, next week. That's the Day of Atonement. We honor that day because it's a day that where the fullness of the atonement can be received for us. Not just like the Jews of the tradition, they carried that Day of Atonement just for another year. We carry it for eternity. So keep that in mind, and share some hugs with each other, pray and intercede for each other as you see fit, and to obey, ask for grace. Happy 5773. I received that great victory, thank you. Share some hugs with each other.